Few men in all the earth were courageous enough to raise the gods of chaos, but Sereb Mulloch counted himself among those brave souls. In fact, today the unnaturally lanky high priest intended to go one step beyond. The lesser gods were of no concern to him. Nothing but the fiercest of goddesses would be enough to accomplish what he'd planned for so long. After all, only the mother of all gods could destroy the world. Sereb Mulloch smiled, allowing the thought to finally filter through the near impenetrable wall of caution he'd erected over the years. His smile broadened as he placed the ancient ceremonial headdress of his goddess on his head. He stepped from his tent and out into the crisp, frigid air hanging over the summit of fabled Mount Mashu, on the outer edge of the Fertile Crescent. He gazed out at the orange-red glow of the sun as it began to slide just under the horizon, the near-blinding snow blanketing the earth and the grand cedar trees surrounding them gradually transformed into unsettling shades of purple and blue. Despite the setting sun, however, his band of nearly 140 slaves still chipped away at the rocky slope of the mountainside, in rhythm to the beat of their driver's drums. They'd been at it for nearly 3 weeks now, on the treacherous climb to their current location, along with the hours of grueling labor to clear the rocky debris, had claimed one-third of the crew. The loss of his men mattered little. Sereb Mulloch would gladly have sacrificed 10,000 more to reach what was behind those gods-forsaken rocks, deposited by a rock slide a millennia before. The Gate of Shamash. The doorway, the legend said, used by Gilgamesh himself on his journey toward immortality. Triviality such as eternal life mattered little to Sereb Mulloch. For him, they were the doors that would open the pathway to her, and thus, to power beyond anyone's ability to imagine. For centuries, scholars and adventurers had erroneously believed the gate lay somewhere within the lush mountains of Lebanon. Years of careful study had proven those theories false. It was only through years of patient research and the will of his most faithful goddess that the true location along the eastern border of Persia, on the edge of the Zagros mountain range, had been revealed to the priest.
Baal, Sereb Mulloch, Baal!
Cried one of his priests, drawing him from his reverie. He looked over to the man called Jerizaiah, fur-covered robes wafting behind him as he raced up to the priest, wheezing for breath.
We have broken through.
The high priest turned his lean frame toward the rocky debris and smiled. Excellent. And Shamash's gate? Jerizaiah nodded.
Exposed, but it will take a while longer to be able to fully open them.
How much longer?
Another 12 hours at least.
Sereb Mulloch glanced at the sky. Dusk was quickly slipping into night. In 12 hours, the sun would be creeping once more over the horizon, and it would be too late. They would once more have to wait for the sun to set before they could open the gate, and that was one more wasted day for which he had no patience.
That is not good enough, he said. Work the slaves harder. The gate must be open by midnight if we are to retrieve our prizes before the rising sun. But your grace,
see that it is done, Jerizaiah. The Neophyte priest frowned, but nodded his understanding and scurried off, already shouting to rouse the workers. The sound of the whip intensified and the drivers' voices raged against their charges. He allowed himself a few minutes to watch the renewed vigor with which the arduous work was done. Then he gestured to the mercenary captain, Zaidu, who was currently keeping watch at the doorway to a nondescript tent in the center of the camp. When the captain approached, Sereb Mulloch returned his salute, then spoke.
How is our guest doing this evening?
He asked.
Beastly, that one.
Zaidu growled as he tilted his head to indicate the tent.
I will be glad when he is dead. He bit my arm again this morning. Gave him a bloody nose in exchange for it. I doubt he will give us any more problems.
Sereb Mulloch regarded the captain coolly. The prisoner was not to be harmed, at all. But the mercenary scum he'd hired apparently hadn't taken him seriously, nor did any of them remotely show the proper respect due to a man of his stature. Issues that would undoubtedly be rectified soon, but for now, he would maintain a modicum of civility toward the soldiers for hire in his employ. Soon enough, when the gates were finally open, he'd have no more use for any of them. What lay inside, coupled with his own band of warrior priests, would be more than enough to liberate her. The mercenaries, he decided, would be a welcome diversion for those that had slumbered for so long within the mountain. In the meantime, he'd tolerate the mongrel's barbarous behavior,